You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jimmy Fallon. What's up, Broadway?
We have a number of beautiful interviews that we captured for a few opening nights, that including Chicken and Biscuits and Six. Chicken and Biscuits star Norm Lewis. Congratulations. Happy opening.
Thank you so much.
How are you feeling right now?
I feel elated. I feel actually there's a relief because now we have we can have our lives back because we've been rehearsing and then doing the show.
Yeah.
But I'm not complaining about that. It's just it's one of those things. It's like I just love that we have been able to celebrate tonight and to show the world what this beautiful piece is.
Mm-hmm. You really got the Baptist preacher down pat. The sing-song was so amazing.
Tell me
what research you did, or if you're
I didn't really have to do too much research because my grandfather was a preacher, and I grew up in a church that was very much like this. And so I said, let me just bring that element, what I know, to this piece. And they said, you can even go further. So I said, okay.
You did it. You did it. Thank you so much. Enjoy the night.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Happy
opening.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we now hear from Chicken and Biscuits script writer, Douglas Lyons. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Happy opening.
Thank you.
How do you feel right now? One word, single word.
I'm buzzing.
Buzzing.
Yes.
How does it feel to be on Broadway, though?
Well, I've been on Broadway as an actor. But not
this
on this side.
Show.
I know, but not as a playwright. Mm-hmm. I still don't believe it, to be honest with you. But I consider myself a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a vessel for stories. It's not about me. It's about all of us, all these people in this line, the 30 Broadway debuts. That's what I want to celebrate. And so I'm just grateful that this story could usher in that newness.
And tell me about why this story for right now, for this moment.
The joy. We've been so locked up and lonely and sad. So to come back and sit next to strangers and to take in a new comedy and just have a ball, that's what we need.
That's what we need.
That's what we need right now.
And thank you for doing that for us.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Happy opening.
Thank you.
Thank you for having chicken and biscuits here.
They do. Oh, I haven't eaten yet.
Biscuits.
So let's go. Let's go. I'm ready.
Thank you. Happy opening. Enjoy
thank you.
The night.
Thank you.
And we had a beautiful interview with Lawrence E. Moulton III, scenic designer of Chicken and Biscuits. Hello. Hi. I'm Ayana with What's Up Broadway. How are you?
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Let's talk about your scenic design.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
I want to talk about the stained glass floor. It's literally so beautiful. The lighting bounces off of it. How did you come up with that creation?
All credit to Jalen in our initial conversations. One of the key phrases that he told me was that this family were the fractured pieces of stained glass that come together to create the beautiful whole. That's something that's built into the way Douglas has written this play. My job as a designer is to support, right? My job is in service too, and so we started with stained glass.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't on the floor initially. We'd started in other directions, but there was a moment when we went back to the drawing board and we said something wasn't feeling right, and I was just sketching and looking back at the research that we'd had, and I happened upon a circular stained glass, kind of that radiating outward image, and I was like, let's put that on the floor and play. And it was just that sparked the conversation that said that's the direction we're going to go in. And we were off to the races.
Amazing. And then your use of the pews, the lift car, the mirror. Such a great use of space.
Thank you.
What was the thought behind that?
Again, it was this conversation of knowing that we were in thrust and that no one was going to get 100% of the show, right? Like that is the difficulty of thrust. Like, how are we going to stage it? How are we going to make sure that people are getting bits and pieces of everything so that everyone can get 70 to 80% of the show? And through our use of technology, microphones, all the other things, everyone's going to hear it all. But we wanted to make sure that when those things opened, because we knew those benches were going to be the engine of our show. It's the most complex trunk show I've ever designed. It probably will be for the rest of my life. Who knows? But that when those things opened, that it was a treat, mm-hmm. right? That we were thinking about jewel boxes when those things opened, so that people were getting the little surprises out of them so that they weren't just utilitarian. Mm-hmm. And that when those things opened, you saw the no smoking sign, you saw the hook that Benita has her keys on, that you got those moments to even learn more deeply who these people were and the spaces that they were in. Mm-hmm. So it was just a really fun time to find those little details. What are the memorial plaques on pews? What are the colors that are going to be in church pews? Mm-hmm. And how do we start? I mean, so many images of churches, mm-hmm. so many images of pews, but that's the job. And I loved it. And it was through that research and through that kind of sitting in what that mood is and what that world is that we were able to really succinctly find it, knowing that, like, we needed it to be enough so that the audience would instantly know where we were, but not so much that the world would be clunky and that those actors and those performers could really streamline and get the comedy out and move from scene to scene. Mm-hmm. My job was to get out of their way and just support them enough.
Well, it's so beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank
just
you.
One last fun question. Where is the best place to get fried chicken?
Oh, goodness. I am gluten-free.
Okay.
So fried chicken is really hard
okay.
for me. So I make it at home.
Okay,
I make gluten-free fried chicken at home. That's where
there
I get it.
There we go. The best place is at your house.
There it is.
Congratulations. Happy opening.
Thank you so much.
And now we hear from Chicken and Biscuits star, Michael Urie.
Hello, hello.
How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. What a fun night.
So fun.
This play means so much to me. I have spent these last weeks and months in the room with this incredible company of artists, and I've learned so much, and I'm so proud of what we've come up with, mm-hmm. what we've created. Jalen Levingston, our director, is, as you know, probably the youngest Black director mm-hmm. in Broadway history, but the second youngest director in Broadway history, behind Orson Welles. So it doesn't even really count. And he is an incredible artist, an incredible leader. Mm-hmm. This is a stage filled with very funny people. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you firsthand, the funniest stuff that happens on stage was Jalen's. Mm-hmm. Because
interesting.
He is a master. And Douglas Lyons wrote, I think, a perfect play. I mean, mm-hmm. I sit there and I listen to it unfold every night and I think, this goes exactly where it needs to go. Mm-hmm. And the audience, the way it hooks the audience mm-hmm. is in some, like, I mean, I've been in some great plays, mm-hmm. but there, in some ways I have never experienced a play hook an audience so quickly and so fully as this one. Mm-hmm. And that's all types of people. Because our audiences are very, very mixed.
Yeah.
And all kinds of people get hooked by this play very quickly. And that is a major testament to the play working so well and Jalen's direction, you know, being so clear so mm-hmm. quickly.
And your character is so hilarious.
Thank you. It's also
like so disconnected from the Black church.
Yes.
Did you do any research or is this like authentically like... I haven't been in a Black church, so like this is as real as it can get.
Well, that's a very interesting question because early on, I thought about this. I was like, do I need to like learn? Mm-hmm. And in fact, some of the cast were like, we need to take you, but they were like, but later.
Mm.
And I was like, that's smart. It's better, the less I know, the better. Mm-hmm. I have actually been to a funeral in a Black church mm-hmm. before, but it was a tragedy.
Mm.
It was very different. It was an untimely death mm-hmm. of a friend of mine, and I actually even spoke at this funeral, but it was not a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tragedy. It was beautiful. There was a choir. It was beautiful,
right.
But it was not the experience that we have celebrating B in Chicken mm-hmm. and, Chicken and Biscuits. So we have a date. We have a planned date.
Oh, you're gonna go.
They're gonna take me.
Oh my God! Can we get video?
Later in the run.
I want video.
I mean, now that I've been in the play, I feel like I have a bit of a leg up. But what you say is true. Like I get to go through this for the first time mm-hmm. every time, and that is like for an actor that, because, you know, like the best part of doing theater for me mm-hmm. is finding your way into it for the first time again every night. It's like that's the big challenge. That's the most fun. And with a character like this, where everything is new, literally everything I experience is new, it's so fun. It's so fun to go through that again and to help the audience, you know, as the fish out of water.
And lastly,
yes,
best place to get fried chicken.
Well, okay, so
do not eat chicken.
I love chicken.
Okay, good.
And I will. And this is a weird one.
Okay.
And I was almost like I almost didn't want to say it until it was corroborated by members of my cast.
Okay.
The best fried chicken I've ever had is from Ralph's grocery store in Los Angeles.
Really?
And I know. I don't know what it is, but I heard Devere Rogers and Cleo King talking about how Ralph's chicken, and I was like, wait. Are y'all saying that really is good fried chicken? I'm not just crazy. They were like, no, it's the best.
Wow.
Ralph's fried chicken.
Thank you. You heard it here first from Michael Urie.
You heard it here first, but I will also say I love Popeyes.
And now we hear from the first woman of color sound designer on Broadway, Twee McCollum. How does it feel, this moment?
I'm still very nervous before opening, during the opening performance, even now. I'm still very nervous. There's just this pressure of it needs to be perfect all the time, not only for myself, but for everyone else and for all the people who are going to come after me who look like me. I need this moment to be perfect. So that's how I feel.
Well, you did a wonderful job with
Thank
this
you.
Show.
Thank you.
Can you take me through the process of sound design for a show as big as Chicken and Biscuit?
Yeah. So in general, sound design always starts with reading the script first, obviously. Jalen, the director, and I started our process in May or June. He called me one weekend night in May and was like, Twee, I need you to do this show for me on Broadway. And I was like, okay, if you think I'm the person for you, then sure. The scenic designer starts before everyone else. So thanks to Lawrence Moulton, our amazing scenic designer, we started our Zoom conversations very early because once the scenic design is set, the world of sound has to support whatever the scenic design is. And most of my work happened a little bit before tech, during the rehearsal process. I sent a lot of my sound cues ahead of time for them to use in the rehearsal room. Got a lot of notes back about, no, this is awful, and tech is gonna be very slow because of you. And for a few days, it was very slow because of me. We also had a separate composer who I had to collaborate with a lot. It wasn't until like the last few days of tech that sound finally got it together, which was a journey, but it's always a journey. So, yeah.
Well, you did such an amazing job.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on your debut.
Thank you.
You're opening doors for so many people who look like me and you. And so grateful.
Thank you.
Enjoy the party. Enjoy your day. Happy opening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We hear from Chicken and Biscuit star Anya. Congratulations. Happy opening. I absolutely loved your performance. I thought you literally, the whole cast as an ensemble stood out, but you like put on such a phenomenal performance. How does this feel? How does this night feel for you?
I say my prayers like 3 times throughout the show, and this feels like gratitude. Mm-hmm. This I just feel grateful. Mm-hmm. I just recognize whose shoulders I'm standing on. Mm-hmm. I'm recognizing the history. I'm recognizing the space we're in that we weren't always allowed to be in. I'm recognizing the missing black girls that we don't look for, we never find. I'm not gonna cry. But this moment is really a combination of all of that, of all of the experiences of the people that came before me.
Tell me about behind the scenes, because you guys gel so well together. What is it like?
We hang out for real. Like, this is really my family.
Okay.
Devere is really my big cousin. Mm-hmm. Alana is genuinely my big sister. Mm-hmm. Cleo is my auntie. Mm-hmm. Ebony is my mom. Like, it's real. We can actually hang out. We actually can have dinner. And that's what we, and then we could be free in rehearsal. Mm-hmm. Then we're free in rehearsal to act silly, to make crazy decisions, to be like, did you just, yes, I did. Mm-hmm. So it's a family. It's really a blessing.
And then you're in a cast, majority black. off and on stage, both, not just on stage, what we see, but off stage as well.
Yeah.
How important is that for you as an actress?
Honey, it's about time.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't always felt seen in Broadway. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that Broadway would ever have a space where I could feel seen. And historically, the things that get on Broadway are often racist. Mm-hmm. So I am in a position of feeling like it is about time. Mm-hmm. That people get to see who they are mm-hmm. on Broadway, in America, the melting pot of culture. Mm-hmm. So now it's time to really bring all of this together. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful to see audiences that are Black, White, Indian, otherwise, the list goes on. Mm-hmm. So
and the last fun question: best place to get fried chicken?
My grandma's house.
Okay.
So good luck getting an invitation there. I don't know what to tell you. Well, and my mama is a close second. My mama's house is a close. Y'all could come to my mama's house.
Okay, we could go to your mama's house. All right. Congratulations. Enjoy the night. Take it all in.
Thank you.
Happy opening.
Thank you.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Live on the purple carpet, I'm here with Lucy Moss and Toby Marlowe, the writers of Six.
Hi, nice to meet you. I like your eyeshadow.
Thank you. It's so amazing to meet you. I've been a fan of this project for so long and your work and Ratatouille, so I'm like so excited for this.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be here? You had like a complicated start and stop road for our opening here.
It feels like overwhelming to be here. I mean, it's really strange. So like, we didn't even know if like our producers from the UK were gonna be able to come out here until today. So I've seen them for the first time on this purple carpet, like for months. And it's just, yeah, it's a lot of feelings, but I feel like we're so ready. Like before it was so, last year it was so like overwhelming and nerve-wracking, but I feel like I've had time to process it and now I'm just like ready for New York to see our queens.
And New York, we're so hyped for this show. Like, you're like at the cool kids table. Everyone's been waiting for this so long.
I hope so. Oh my gosh. Yeah, well, I hope people like it. It's been going well so far. So,
yeah.
You know, the Broadway community has been so welcoming and so wonderful to us. So, it's just such an honor to be here.
How did it feel bringing it from the UK, where this is like such a thing that everyone's going to learn a lot about, to here where like we maybe saw the other Boleyn girl or like one quick day in Euro history.
Right. Yeah, I mean, what's interesting is, like, when we wrote the show, we didn't even really know that much. We like, knew what we'd learned in school, but we couldn't really remember any of it. So we were like, we don't want anybody to come and see the show and have to know loads of notes. So we've written it for people who, like, you know, have heard of Anne Boleyn and sort of know about them, but, like, you know, it doesn't need to be this, like, huge amount of knowledge already. But I think what's interesting is that, like, in the UK, like, obviously, that's British history, so everyone knows the history and loves it, whereas here, like, pop concerts are like an American format for sure. So
yeah.
I feel like American audiences, they know what to do. When the lights go down, they're like, okay, this is where we scream. And I feel like in the UK, you kind of have to get people going a little bit more. You have to be like, you can scream, it's fine, you know. Don't be so polite. Whereas here, New York, New York especially.
That's great, like British content, American style, putting
literally.
It all together.
So,
I'm also a dramaturg and I love that you put all that info in the playbill. Where like you said, anything people have to learn, you like wrote it out for them.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, congrats, have an amazing night tonight.
Thank you.
I'm so excited.
Congratulations. Happy opening.
Oh my God.
Obsessed with this. You won the carpet.
It's not about who wins and loses. It's everyone's a winner in six.
Spoiler alert.
There you go. Great plug.
I like your nails as well.
Thank you.
Sorry, you have to interview me. There we go.
I'm Christian with WhatsApp.
I love the eyeshadow too.
I love your eyeshadow. We'll just like compliment each other for the whole interview.
Yeah, it'll be a really interesting time.
I'm Christian with WhatsApp Broadway.
Hi, what's up?
Congrats. You are here. This was like a complicated road. You became a viral sensation, got to Broadway, had to stop, came back. How are you feeling?
Good. I'm really happy to be here. Very warm.
Yes, it is hot today.
Oh, it's just really overwhelming and really lovely.
Yeah.
Everyone looks really hot. I'm having a great time.
And everyone's so excited. This is like such a major event for Broadway. We've been waiting for this. It's opening. It's so exciting for everyone here.
Yeah.
How does it feel for you bringing this from the UK and a lot of other productions and bringing it here?
How's it feel bringing it from the UK? I mean, it's been such a good gradual thing.
Yeah.
You know, because like we had the UK one, but then it was like, okay, we're gonna open it in Chicago, and then we did that, and then I was like, okay, how's that? Okay, that went well. Let's do some other locations. Let's do Boston. Let's do St. Paul. And then like when we found out we're gonna go to Broadway, that was a really big cool thing. And then getting like, I don't know. I mean, like, I guess the initial move of coming to Chicago was a bit like, oh, this is a very, like, British show. How's it going to, like, land here? Are people going to, like, enjoy it? And I think they did. So
yeah.
that was nice.
Yeah, how did it feel doing, like, a show where, like, it is British, very British in the sense where, like, you all over there probably learned a lot about Henry VIII, and here we, like, learn, like, one day, and we watch the other Boleyn girl, and that's it. So how does it feel doing it for audiences that, like, don't know this history well?
Well, it feels really great because American, you know, in British Britain, like, people know the history more. Producers taking a picture of me. In England, like, people, like, know the history, I guess, a bit more because we all learn it at school. But the other part of the show is not just the history. It's a pop concert. And it's based on, like, you know, Beyonce concerts and Gaga concerts and Pussycat Dolls concert. And I feel like the big, over-the-top, glamorous American pop concert, it's such an American thing. And American audiences, they know how to be an audience, right? They know how to, like, make a girl group feel supported and loved. So it's amazing to be in America because the audiences are so... Can I swear?
Yeah.
That's so fucking sensational. So.
Yeah. The audience is here. We are so into sex again. Like, people, that the joy and the excitement in the theater when this show performs is like no other show I've ever been to. Like, the audience is so into it.
That's kind of you to say.
Next we have up Sis, a queen in her own right.
Welcome to the Six Carpet.
Thank
Are you excited?
You. I'm super excited. I love Six. Love Six.
Have you seen it before?
Yes.
You've been on TikTok, listen
yes,
to it.
Yes, I saw the first preview on Broadway last year. So this
oh,
is
wow.
one of the last shows I saw before the shutdown. I love Six. I think it's very, you know, Sis the Activist also really loves Six. You know, I think it's a good show about women empowerment. We took a story that was about a man and we took it and we made it about some girls. It's black people in it. It's you know, Latinx. It's everybody a part of it. And I think that's where I'm at, you know. That's equity to me, you know, at least from what I see, you know, on the stage. I don't know what's going on backstage, and when I find out, I'll be on the case.
Agreed, and they have an all-female band, a mostly female design
yes,
team, and
yes.
in their, like, casting calls,
yes.
they were open to trans non-binary
yes,
people.
Yes, and trans creators, my
yes,
dude, so
like,
we're out
it.
Here, you know what I mean? This is the Broadway I want to see, this is the Broadway I want to be a part of.
Same, absolutely.
Yes.
Next up, I spoke to Peppermint trans icon, Broadway star, RuPaul's Drag Race icon.
Hello, I'm Peppermint. Ow!
How excited are you as, like, the actual crown queen here on this carpet? How are you
Darn.
Feeling, girl?
If anybody else tries to come through, I'm going to have snatch crown. I'm so excited. This is my first Broadway opening, you know, post-pandemic.
Yeah.
And I think I probably have a lot more energy for this than I would have if we had actually gone through this pre-pandemic. I mean, that's a very selfish thing to say, but you know,
true.
I feel everything's so galvanized towards this moment, and people have been waiting and looking forward to this show for so long, and so here we are.
And I feel like we can all like appreciate it and be more hyped for it now that we've waited and that we don't have as much
Absolutely.
Going on.
Yeah, less going on, more focused, and more appreciative of the experience that is a live Broadway show.
Absolutely.
Right? There's so many opportunities to get entertainment these days, But a Broadway performance is so unique every single night. And I'm looking forward to giving a standing ovation. I got my nails done to match.
Yes.
I'm feeling lovely, darling.
Oh, I'm such a huge head over heels fan and a fan of you.
Thank you.
So happy that you got to be on Broadway. So happy that you're on this carpet. On Broadway, and who do I need to talk to get you in that show?
Darling, honey, make me one of those ex-wives, darling.
You can do it.
Honey, I'll sign the palimony, the alimony, whatever agreement.
You can do it. You can sing. You got it. I want to see it.
Yes, darling. I'm looking forward to going back on having another Broadway experience one day, and I'm actually looking forward to if I'm ever able to have the opportunity to go into a show that's already open, because honey, opening a show.
It's work.
I don't envy these gals, darling.
After that, I talked with Jimmy Fallon, late night extraordinaire.
All right, so it's been a long journey. How does it feel to be back on a purple carpet, opening night of a Broadway musical?
It is worth it. I'm so excited. It's been 18 months since I've seen a show. I'm going to go crazy in there. I'll be wearing my mask. I'll be yelling. I'll be stomping until the floorboards break. I will be clapping until I bleed. I'm so in awe of Broadway and what everyone does. They've been so great to me, my career, in the Tonight Show and late night. And so if they ask me to show up, I'm the first person there, man. You don't have to ask twice. I love these guys and everybody. The whole crew and what they went through. We raised a lot of money during the quarantine and pandemic for Broadway Cares, which I think did a great job trying to take care of so many people. I mean, it's not just the stars on the stage. It's a lot backstage that you don't even know what's going on. And it's it hurt. It hurt a lot of people. So the fact that they're survivors, tonight is a celebration,
yes.
And I'm going to go ballistic. I'm going to get rowdy.
I also got to speak to the alternates for the six queens. So we had Nicole Kyung-Mi Lambert, Courtney Mack, Mallory Medke, and Kirsten Nicole Hodgins.
You opened. It's been a year and a half of waiting for this. How does it feel? You just did it.
We did it. I feel such a huge sense of accomplishment. So proud of the girls, of the show, of everyone who came together to put this show up. And I am very excited to party tonight. Let's just say that, you know?
It's magical. We're in uncharted waters. We've never been here before. And up until this point, we've done previews before. We've rehearsed before. But an opening? This is new. Let's do it.
So other than like right now, the party you're about to have, what was your favorite part of today? Any part of today?
I think you said this earlier, just seeing all of us come on stage, like when the alternates came on and we took our final bow, that just created the big picture of what we've all been through. You know, it's like, and I've got to go through it with this amazing group of women. And that just touched my heart so much of like, we all did this, you know, we all did it together. And I'll never forget that. And also looking up into the audience and seeing my mom and my brother, I was like, I know there are a lot of people here tonight, but I'm looking for them. They have seen all of Adriana, you know, the pretty, the ugly, the in-between, and especially this past year. And I am so thankful that they were there to support tonight.
Yeah, that moment where you were all up there with your bouquets, I was like, oh, you all just like won a pageant and you're all on Broadway.
Right?
And I'm so excited for you all. Yeah, but you, what was your favorite moment of today?
It's all the little moments that I feel like the audience wouldn't see. It was such a crazy night and there's so much adrenaline coursing through your body, but it's the little moments that ground you throughout the show. Like, oh, I get to make eye contact with you in this moment, or we have this little inside joke right here at this moment. It's those moments that I got to hold on to. Because, you know, your larynx is doing weird things, your body's shaking, your legs aren't working right. You're
so
nervous.
You're working hard up there, too.
Yeah, so it's those moments of connection that you get with your family.
Yeah. All right, the show's open. What are you, like, looking forward to now other than, like, partying and sleeping?
Yeah, I want pizza with my brother and my mom. That's what I'm looking forward to hang out with them tomorrow. I'm looking forward to actually getting the train going because, you know, we open, but we still got other stuff to do. This is just
you're
the
not
beginning.
Done, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for consistency and routine. I feel like rehearsal process is always, you never know what the schedule's going to be the next day. So the idea of just having a consistent 8-show week and to sort out what your life looks like around it sounds great.
Yeah, and after the past 2 years, the idea of, like, consistency sounds, like, really nice.
Yeah.
And consistently being on stage with people in front of you.
Yeah.
That's,
being employed full-time.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Congrats on an amazing night.
Thank you guys so much.
I love you both so much.
After that, Ayana and I got to go to the opening night party, and there we talked to Adriana Hicks, Abby Mueller, Samantha Pauly, and Anna Uzili, all of whom star in the show.
So great to meet you two. You are both so incredibly talented.
Thank you so much.
You opened. You've been waiting a year and a half for this. How did tonight feel?
Good. Good. Exciting. Relieving.
Very relieved. We're happy to finally be open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You had such a build-up and then a horribly long wait. So
yes.
This time it was like, nope, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming, so this feels very sweet for us. Yeah.
What was your favorite part of today, during the show, now, beforehand, anything?
I loved, we had a moment backstage before we go. We always kind of check in with each other, but we had a nice moment today to be like, this is actually happening, you guys. We've been talking about this for so long now, and it was really, really lovely.
Your cast seems so, like, adorably close-knit family. You all just, like, cheering each other on the step and repeat.
We need,
You're screaming. Just helping.
Yeah, they're screaming and helping with poses. I was like, this is, like, the solidarity I want to see.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you do it on stage, but you all are clearly like that with each other, and that's, like, so nice. But anyway, what was your favorite moment for today?
I think my favorite moment was right at the beginning of six, of the final number in the show, Anna started to get a little emotional, and then I could see Britt to my right started crying, and I was like, I just need to look directly out into the audience or I'm gonna lose it. But like, I could just feel, because we all kind of like come together, I could just like feel everybody's energy of like, that. Oh, that was just my favorite moment. Oh, it was my favorite moment.
I love that.
Yeah.
And other than like this party and then going to sleep, what are you like looking forward to now that you're open?
Oh my gosh. I honestly, I'm sure you have a good answer. I was just trying to get through today.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest with you.
This was the calendar day.
I don't know what's happening tomorrow. None of us do. So that's just me though.
Yeah.
No, I think a lot of people have been doing that just with what the last year and a half has been like, to like, all I can do is like what I can do today, and whatever happens tomorrow is what happens. So like, I've been trying to be better about living in the now.
Yep. It's hard. I try. It's hard.
It's hard. Don't think about stuff that already happened, and like the future doesn't exist yet. So I can just have fun tonight and be with everybody and family and friends. And
Now you'll have, like, a regular schedule, ideally.
Yes.
And you'll just get to, like,
imagine
do
that.
The show. Imagine that.
I know.
It'll be weird.
Yeah, it'll be weird after all this time, but how but great good. It must feel that you all will get to eight times a week, be up on that stage, singing live, audience members, after this year. Like, I can't imagine how great that must feel for you all.
Yeah, we're excited. Everybody come see us.
Yes.
You can learn more about What's Up Broadway at bpn.fm/WUB and connect with us on Twitter at BWay Pod Network. Send us a hot tip and please make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a rating and tune in next week for another episode of What's Up Broadway.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.